freak.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us for another hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking a whole lot about classic cars with one of our regular contributors. He is the man behind Haggerty's Cars That Matter, Dave Kinney, and we're going to be talking about a gamut of things, including the updated indexes, which are coming out just around the bend. We're going to do a kind of a review of the values for 2009, and we'll also be talking about some basics when it comes to collecting automobiles. We'll be taking your telephone calls at 800-259-9231, and we'll also throw out a new trivia question, because we did have a winner, by the way, on the Indy 500 question that I had out in the previous hour of the broadcast. The second woman to drive at Indianapolis was Lynn St. James, and the winner of that was Joan in New Hampshire, listening on WBIX in Boston. Thank you very much. And we're going to put Joan in the running for that prize as well. But new trivia question, an easy one. We'll go back to the decade of the 1970s, and we'll ask you the name of this car, which is, believe it or not, a collectible car, rather funky collectible car. This is a fiberglass sports car, two-seater. It was known for its safety innovations, and it's named after the company's owner, not the DeLorean. It's another car. It was made in Canada, a two-seater Gullwing sports car from the 1970s. What was the name of that infamous car and now infamous collectible item? The telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll throw you in the hat for the big prize coming up next week, hopefully, with Warren Tracy and Busted Knuckle Garage. Let's go now to Washington, D.C. area and bring forth the man himself behind Haggerty's Cars That Matter, Dave Kinney. Dave, how you doing?
Bob, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much.
I'm busy here. I'm typing in my answer to the trivia question. Can I win it? Is it possible?
Well, I don't think, unfortunately, that the rules of the network will allow that. But
darn it! Oh well.
Exactly.
I guess my Fiat Panda answer probably wasn't good enough anyway.
So. No, I'm afraid you're just a little bit off the mark, my friend. So why don't we start with some basic questions I've always wanted to ask you here? Like, why do people collect? I mean, why is it such a huge hobby? It seems to be growing by leaps and bounds, but you're the expert here. What are some of the major reasons why people collect?
You know, it's not as simple as it sounds. There's a whole bunch of reasons why people collect. I mean, you know, obviously the kind of easy ones are nostalgia. You know, we find that people like to collect, believe it or not, Bob, the things that they couldn't afford kind of when they imprinted on cars. So, you know, the cars that you'll probably like to collect if you're a, you know, just starting out collector, maybe at 35 or 45 years old or something like that, is likely something that would have been in your high school years or your college years, if you went to college, or maybe early 20s, a car that you couldn't afford but you really wanted. And so you can kind of look back and see some of the cars that are collectible now, from, you know, things like Mustangs all the way through Toyota Celicas and Supras and cars like that. And they were kind of the cars that you couldn't afford when you first wanted them, but you always wanted them. And so you consider them as kind of a symbol, kind of a, you know, maybe a trophy on the wall. And so from that standpoint, that's one of the reasons why people collect. I think for another thing, there's that whole kind of sense of joining a group, you know, being a part of the gang that that hangs out with the car folks or something like that. Another reason why, there are people that actually hoard the cars. They don't buy them and keep them and take good care of them necessarily. They buy them and keep them and just want to have them, and it's the security of having them. So there's kind of all kinds of reasons, but the number one reason is I think that we like to go back to a time when, you know, that is something that kind of imprinted on us and we imprinted on. And, you know, I like to tell my father when he's still alive that the type of cars that I like, I'm kind of partial to Studebaker Avanis. And, I like to tell him that if in 1963 he would only bought one of those things, he could have saved me thousands and thousands of dollars in pain and misery because, I've owned lots and lots of Studebaker Avanis and the ones that came after it. And I was just kidding with him, of course, because I really love the cars. But, you know, maybe a trip down to the Studebaker dealer in 1964 when I was just a toddler would have cured me of that. I don't know, but it's an interesting thing. I'm sure we could write a book on, and I'm sure that some books have been written on what makes people collect. But, you know, when it comes right down to it, it's kind of what we imprint on a lot of the time.
It's so true. I mean, I know having attended so many of the big auctions, the Barry Jacksons and the other classic auctions like RM and such, and lots of times it's the vehicle that, you know, you were in high school. It was the one that you wanted and couldn't afford, or it was the one that was brand new at that time. And those are the vehicles that people tend to drift towards. But let's talk a little bit more about basic stuff here. You know, once you buy that car, or you determine you want to buy a particular classic car, what are some of the things that are going to make that car valuable?
You know, a lot of the time people think that rare cars are the most valuable cars. And if that were true, then I'd be out right now putting together a 2010 Dave Kinney. and unfortunately, no one would buy it, because if anybody's ever seen the quality of my workmanship when I'm working around cars, I can tell you that super glue is not a thing that you want in your, you know, your super hyper exotic car. And that's probably what I'd have to make it out of. You know, one of the things that makes those cars, valuable is, you know, sometimes it's the rarity. They only made 50 of them or something like that. But it's the impact it made on the marketplace when it was brand new. That doesn't mean that they sold tons and tons of them, but a lot of the times it would be a car that maybe, you know, turned a corner for a company or, you know, made such an impression because they were, that they had such dramatic styling or features, or they were infamous, as a matter of fact. I mean, you know, the Ford Pinto, which is becoming a collectible car, just like the AMC Gremlin and the Mercury Bobcat and even
amazing,
the Chevrolet Vega. You know, those cars are, you know, they were the type of thing that people, you know, they could afford when they had them new, but now they like to have them as a reminder of, you know, of what it was, something like that. And so we've seen at a lot of the car shows some of these really super condition cars, and they're not particularly valuable cars, but it's something, you know, on the low end that people really like. Then at the high end, it's going to be, Aston Martin was pretty much put on the map in this country by a guy whose name was Bond, James Bond, if you remember that.
Sure.
And, you know, the James Bond car, which was, you know, now we're talking 40 years ago, was when the, you know, when the first DB cars were associated with James Bond. They still have that connection. People still think Aston Martin, James Bond. So it's fascinating because some of the things that go on with it are really, you know, once again, I'm going to go back to the imprint. It's some of the things that the cars stand for. Ferrari, another thing, you know, think of the big 12-cylinder front-engine cars. It's not just the 12-cylinder cars. It's the smaller cars as well. The Ferrari name is absolute magic in the marketplace for a lot of people, and they've always wanted one, and so that's what they're looking for to collect.
Dave Kinney is our very special guest here on Auto World. He's going to be with us all throughout this hour. If you have a question in the realm of what makes a car valuable or what particular car you might be wise to pick up now, we're going to talk to Dave about that momentarily. It'd be a great time to call in at 800-259-9231. Or if you want to solve the mystery here of this car, it was a rather funky car, fiberglass, gull wing. It was known for being a safe vehicle. It was made in Canada. It was named after the company's founder. What was this car? This is Auto World. Give us a call.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
Daddy, what are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, hot fudge sundae!
When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Morgan said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored caps come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, kid, you're killing me. Okay, they want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh, my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Ford?
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for calling in, and thank you very much for joining us here tonight on Auto World. Today on Auto World, our telephone number is 800-259-9231. Dave Kinney is with us in this entire hour talking classic cars, collectible cars. Dave is a man behind Haggerty's Cars That Matter, and we're going to be talking more today. But we have a trivia question out there, and the trivia question is about this fiberglass gullwing sports car slash safety car built in Canada. and was a kind of an iconic vehicle and a rather unique vehicle, let's put it that way, from the 1970s. And listening on WPYT, it's Mark in Pittsburgh. Mark, how you doing?
Good evening, Bob and Dave.
How's it going in Pittsburgh there?
Hello.
How's the weather?
It's been a little rainy and cold, but not near as bad as it could be.
Oh, absolutely.
That's for sure.
So what do you think? What was the name of the sports car? It came out in 75, I believe, was the first year.
Well, if it was mid-engine and Ford-powered, I believe it was a Brickland.
Well, very good. Congratulations. And it was indeed mid-engine and Ford, and as well as, I believe, American Motors powered, Dave?
Yeah, that's right. The first year, I believe, was AMC Motors, and the second year they went to the Ford 351. Kind of a unique looking car. Like I said, I've actually owned a couple of them, but don't ask me how much I like them.
Wow! So did debut for 74 or 75? I know it was right around that realm.
Yeah, that's right. I think they 74, 76, something like that. But yeah, they started out with the 360 and then moved to the 351, the Ford motor in the second year.
Excellent.
And they came in great colors. They were safety orange and safety white and safety suntan. I guess it was safety suntan and safety green. And, you know, there was no cigarette lighter in the cars. And if you wanted a cigarette lighter, if you're the original owner, you could call them up and they would send you a Zippo lighter with the Brickland logo on it. And somewhere out in my garage, I have one of those. Not because I'm a cigarette smoker, but because when I heard about it, I decided I'd give it a try and get one. So, I bought it at a flea market, but it was fun to have. So it's a great story.
Very good. So is it considered a collectible today?
Yeah, they sure are. They've actually done pretty well in the marketplace. They were not an expensive car when they were new. If memory serves me, somewhere around $12,000, which was, of course, a lot of money back then. But now it doesn't seem like that much. But I've seen them sell for upwards of $25,000 and $35,000.
Wow.
The build quality wasn't the best on those cars. And I will tell you my personal tragedy. I had one that I had converted the doors from the hydraulic doors to the air doors, which was the big fix because the hydraulic ones didn't work all that well. And I took the car to the upholstery shop to have some work done on it. And there was a kid who worked at the upholstery shop who played the harmonica after 5 o'clock and would sit on the big garbage dumpster. And this is way too much information, but I love the story. And he was what we what we refer to as a beatnik, I guess. He wasn't a hippie. He was an actual guy who just marched to his own drummer. And I got out of the car, left, walked over, said hi to him, and he goes, "Dude, your car's on fire." And I turned around, and sure enough, two wires had shorted on the job that I had done. And that was the end of my doors. We had to pull the wiring out at a very fast rate. And it took another 3 or 4 days to put those back together.
Very good story. What do you think, Mark? That's a pretty good one, huh?
Yeah, I didn't know they used Lucas Electrical in them.
Yeah. How about your favorite? If you could afford a collectible vehicle today, Mark, what would you buy?
You mean a modern one or old one?
Yeah, an old one, let's say.
Well, I like them all, but I have to say that I'm in the Studebaker Club, so I like a lot of those, the Avantes, Hawks, all those too, and all the old muscle cars, and that I like them all.
Excellent. See, Dave, he's a man after your own heart there.
I like it. I've never owned a Hawk, but I'm a 64 Hawk guy. I like those Gran Turismo Hawks best of all, but... those early Hawks are—they're starting to show some real signs of life now, and a lot of people are buying them to rot them. I don't know if you've seen many of them that have been reconverted to, some of the rusty Hawks out there have been made into some pretty nice hot rods.
Absolutely. Well, Mark,
that's a great car to work with.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We're going to put you in the running here for the big prize. We're going to see if we can make it happen next week. And to be listening, and Warren Tracy, the man behind the Busted Knuckle Garage, may pull your name out of the hat. Keep listening there on WPYT. We thank you so much.
Okay, Bob. Thanks.
Dave Kinney continues with us. And, Dave, now I'm going to pose to you the hard question. I mean, Here we are, December 2009. What should we be buying now if we have the means? What are some hot vehicles?
Well, it's been a tough year for almost everybody. It's a tough couple of years for everybody. And so I think probably it's time to reach back maybe just about 20 years and look at some cars. One of the things that I'd like to say would be something that people should be watching out for, a hard car to find in good shape, a VW GTI.
Really?
The first ones that came out. Yeah, they're what? Real hot little cars. And you don't find many good ones. Another one, Honda CRX, the first generation of those cars.
Wow.
For those of us, generally just say, of a certain age, we think of those maybe as used cars that have kind of disappeared from the radar screen. But, you can still find those cars every once in a while that weren't all beat up, and they're not that expensive. And, boy, are they fun to drive. They go fast. They don't use a lot of gasoline. A CRX will get you 40 miles to the gallon if everything works out. But you want to find, and here's the tough part, Bob, you want to find one that's not been modified. And, we used to joke about we used to have an equation, and then we would make it times the number of 240Zs with their original hubcaps. And, of course, then the answer would be zero because there'd be none of those cars left out there. But with the GTIs and especially with the CRXs, there have been so many of them that have been modified. And that, it doesn't help the value for the collector car market. I'm not saying those cars are valueless or anything like that. And, even with the mods, they're probably a lot more fun to drive in some ways. But the collector's going to look for the cars that have been unmodified. So you're looking for the little old lady special maybe or the little old man special right now. Your best bet is to find one that's in a rust-free area if you can look there. But, that's the miracle of eBay and the miracle of Craigslist. You can just spend hours and hours on the computer taking a look for something like that. But those are both cars that you can still find well under the $10,000 mark. And you might be able to find two of them for under $10,000. And there's some nice little gems that are hidden out there. So it's time to go exploring for something like that. And that's a car that's going to count in the next couple of years.
It's very interesting. Of course, today the Volkswagen GTI, the new ones, are on many top 10 lists. And ironically, the folks at Honda reportedly are going to bring back a new incarnation of the CRX called the CRZ. It will be a hybrid, the first manual hybrid. So, again, the values of those old CRXs will go up. I know my wife owned one. This is Auto World.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much HECM money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, joined by Dave Kinney from Haggerty's Cars That Matter. We'll take more of your telephone calls as well at 800-259-9231. But before that, let me tell you about Classic Restoration. They specialize in the restoration of antique as well as classic cars and trucks with facilities located just outside New York City. Classic Restoration has customers from all around the U.S. as well as around the world. Classic Restoration has the capability of restoring your car to your exact specifications, whether it's to a Concours or custom level. In addition, Classic Restoration offers the suspension, the updating of suspension and drivetrains to late model fuel-injected power plants and cutting-edge suspension tuning, with the goal of making your classic more drivable with the advantages of today's technology. Classic Restoration's one of the leading restoration companies in North America. Call them today, 845-258-2550, 845-258-2550, or visit classicresto.com. We continue with Haggerty's Cars That Matter founder, man himself, Dave Kinney. How long has Haggerty's Cars That Matter been around, Dave?
We're in our 11th book now, which means that we're heading into our fourth year. Now, it took a couple of years to put it together before we actually published anything, and it's a big collection of data that is really no fun for us car guys, because you're looking at spreadsheets and numbers when you'd really rather be out playing with cars if you're like me. But it was a lot of work getting it off the ground, but we're proud of the whole product. Right now we're just getting ready to publish the book number 11, which comes out and will be mailed the week just after Christmas and before the New Year. It's a lot of research and a lot of work, but boy, it's really been a fun ride to do it. One of the reasons why is because you get to meet all the people that are involved in the hobby and talk to them on, not a daily basis, but There's some of the people that I'm sure when they hear their phone ring and it's me calling and I'm, quizzing them about prices and what they've got in stock and what they're selling and, kind of these guys who are I like to call them the mark leaders, the people who know a lot about specific cars. And they'll tell you that, which car is being sold where and all that sort of stuff. And I've got a network of connections with a lot of these people, and it's just been a real fun ride getting to know some of these people, even on a personal basis. As a matter of fact, last time we talked last month, I was down in Florida talking with some dealer friends and some dealers who I hadn't talked to before and just getting their handle on what prices were doing. Because it's not all about one market. It's not just eBay. It's not just Craigslist. It's not just dealer sales. It's not just these high-end auctions and, the farm sales. It's all of it together. The Barrett Jackson sale, which is coming up in January, everybody's looking out for that. And I'm sure it's going to be a good sale. Of course, it's a no-reserve sale, but everybody else has got one of these big auctions out there as well. We're going to be watching all those too. One of the things that we found, Bob, in doing our research for the new book is some of the prices are starting to creep up a little bit.
Well, that's good. Let's talk a little bit about your findings. Looking back here at 2009 and putting all the data together, so you're noticing a trend, which is positive. So anything positive is good with me.
Right now I'd say anything that's not down is pretty good.
Yeah.
But I agree. We've actually seen, what we do is we track these indexes, and you can go to carsthatmatter.com and you can see the indexes. They're listed on our homepage there, and they're free, and you can play around with them and take a look at the cars that we cover in the indexes. But one of the things that we've noticed when putting together the indexes for Book 11 is that there's actual real live activity in the muscle car department for the first time in a long, long time. Now, I'm not saying that the prices are up across the board by any stretch of the of your imagination, but we've seen some upward trends on some of the cars, which is really, really good news. A lot of the cars that got hit down the most were the muscle cars, and they went down before 2009. But it's nice to see them creeping back up. They're not going to be at the levels they were at in 2006 and 2007. The days of the million-dollar Hemi Cuda convertible are probably behind us for a good long time. But, some of these cars that are, Super Bs and the Coronets and things like that that have been depressed for such a long period of time, we're starting to see a real pulse come back in them. And in a market that's, the overall market this bad, that's a great sign to see.
Absolutely. 800-259-9231. That's our toll-free contact line from around North America. We'll throw out another easy trivia question as Dave was giving us some possible future collectibles that we should be looking out for, cars that you can pick up for rather short money, the GTI from Volkswagen, the early 80s, as well as the CRX from the 80s. Let me throw out a question about a domestic sedan, the Ford Taurus. What was the name of the high-performance Ford Taurus that has actually returned for model year 2010? And some people consider that a future collectible as well. The telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. One of the things, Dave, that really makes your publication and website so different from all the others, as you noted, is the fact that, you use these indexes, which are really modeled after what we see in the financial markets, in the financial industry. Tell our listeners a little bit more about that.
I don't want to scare anybody off, because you don't have to know anything about stocks to take a look at our indexes. But what we've done is you're absolutely right. We've taken kind of what these the Dow Jones index is one of them, or the FTSE for London, I guess is what they have. They all have pretty fancy names. But we've taken a variety of cars and we've been tracking them since our book number one. And now, like I said, we're coming out with Book 11, and these indexes will be released on January 1, the new ones. But right now we've got up through book number 10 indexes up there. So what we have are, one of them is called the Small Cap, and that's kind of a little play on words. Those are under $20,000 cars. In some cases, well under $20,000 cars. We have our Smoky Burnout Index, and that's our muscle car index. And that one's fun. And that's the one that's taken the biggest hit of all. But like I said, you know, I'm not gonna predict that things are rosy, but boy, there's signs of life there. And then we have what we call the Rosa Corsa, the red car index of Ferraris. And then our big one is called the Blue Chip Index, and those are the automotive A-list, you might say, the AC Cobras, the Aston Martin DB5, Bentley Continental S1, you know, Porsche 911 Carrera, you know, pretty much cars that you and I will never be able to afford, huh?
Absolutely.
but it's fun to watch those. And then our going back to Lucas, so we call our British car one the Prince of Darkness Index in honor of Mr. Lucas. So we have them up there. Also the Atomic Jetfire Index of 1950s American cars. And you can track them and you can see what the values have done. Like I said, they're right on our homepage and they're available for anybody to look at. And by putting it in that way, people not only can look at some of the individual cars and track them, but they can also, you know, we call it the convincer in some cases. So, you know, when you look at those things and you see what they've done as opposed to, you know, maybe what your blue chip stocks have done, then you can, you know, maybe convince somebody, maybe that would be your spouse, that maybe you should take some of that money out of the stock that hasn't done anything and, enjoy it. And there's a chance that you might even not lose any money in one of these cars. Now, the best advice is do not play with the rent money. Do not play with the mortgage money on something like this. This is just fun stuff, but, in the end, you might have a smile on your face 10 or 15 years down the road when it comes time to move on to something else, maybe buy something you like even more, or maybe something, you know, maybe it's time to put an addition on the house or send the kids through college or whatever. But it'd be fun to do instead of just a boring stock.
Absolutely. More with Dave Kinney is straight ahead. This is Auto World.
I was cruising in my Stingray late one night and an XKE pulled up on the ride.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thanks so much for joining us here. Quick, easy trivia question, 800-259-9231. The high-performance Ford Taurus, the original one had a Yamaha engine, Yamaha head engine in it, a six-cylinder, and they've resurrected this model for model year 2010. What is the model I'm referring to? 800-259-9231. We're chatting with Dave Kinney from Haggerty's Cars That Matter, and the new rendition, the new edition, will be hitting the the mail, so to speak, and out the door the 1st of January or so, Dave?
Yeah, that's right. We're actually getting ready to send it to the printer, which is a process that, to me, is something like making a mystery into even more so. I'm really glad I've got real smart people who work with us to get this done, because if it was left up to me, I'm afraid I'd have to send it out on mimeograph sheet. but either that or I'd have the copier here at the office working overtime. But it's a pocket-sized price guide, and it's bound so that it's easy to use. And, you know, we're real proud of the job that our printer right here in the Washington, D.C. area does. It's a company called Colorcraft, and we're real happy with working with them. And believe it or not, each time we do this is a big challenge getting it done, and having to do it right around the holiday time is also a little bit of strain on everybody's family. So we're trying to get it out and to the printer in the next couple of days, and then we're going to be distributing right after Christmas and before the New Year. So there won't be a Christmas present under the tree, maybe, but it will be a Happy New Year present. But if anybody wants to order a copy, they can call our office during working hours. It's 800-872-7772, or can go online to Haggerty's Cars That Matter, or just carsthatmatter.com, and they can order it there. We have a number of different products. We also have something we call the green product, which is you get a electronic copy of it and one for your smartphone. You don't get the printed copy, and save a little bit of money that way. It saves us a little bit of money. But it's also accessible wherever you are in the world. So as long as you have an internet connection, you can get a copy of the price guide. And I've seen people at auctions using it. I've been one of those people using it, and it tends to work real well as long as you've got a signal to whoever your provider is.
That sounds very cool. Very, very cutting edge stuff there. Talking a little bit more about the 2009 values in review. So you said a little bit of action in the muscle car area, and overall definitely things are looking a little bit brighter. Any other highlights from 2009 that you'd like to touch on in general?
Well, you know, it was, as we all know, I mean, this is not big news anywhere. It's been a really tough year. I mean, I think everybody's going to celebrate 2010, just because 2009 is going to be over. It's been a year that a lot of us would rather not have lived through. So, that being said, the car market, the classic car market, held up very, very well in spite of some real adversity. You'd think that there'd be a real pressure from people who had to sell their cars coming on the market, and that and there was some pressure, obviously, and some people, you know, if you're faced with not having a job, it's time for the toys to go, and that's very sad. And you know, for all those people who've had that done, you know, and had that happen to them, I wish them, number one, the best, and please don't get discouraged. We want to see you coming back into the market again, and you know, if you don't have a car right now, we all want to see you at the car shows as well, just walking through and remembering and reminiscing and thinking about the better times ahead. That being said, there was not a lot of downward pressure on the markets on a lot of the expensive cars. Some of the cars that were, that everyone thought would become a lot cheaper were the Mustangs and Corvettes. And frankly, overall, the kind of basic cars, Bob, the 289 four speeds, but not the, not the cars with all the fancy options and on them and with the performance packages, they held very, very steady, where some of the cars with the high dollar options, you know, took a little bit of a hit. But we're seeing them come back again, which is a very good sign. So we've kind of gone the gamut from last year in December, which was kind of the lowest part of the trough. We've seen it build up January, February, March. Things got a little bit better. We got reports from dealers in February, March, and April that they would, you know, pay somebody a few dollars to come walk through their showroom because nobody was showing up. And that's changed, and that's getting better. So we're ending the year on a very, very positive note compared to where we began it. That's all good news for that. We're seeing some of the big dollar cars coming back quite strong. Some of them didn't take too much of a hit at all, but they're actually getting a little bit of renaissance. We've seen some of the auctions pick up steam as well. The August Monterey scene with all the auctions going on out there, followed by Barrett Jackson in Las Vegas, just in terms of the auctions, very positive results. So we're looking forward to a much, much better 2010.
And, of course, in January, as you pointed out, we've got so many things happening in the state of Arizona, but not only there, in Florida as well and many
right.
other places. And, Dave, I know you do a lot of work for Automobile Magazine as well, covering the auction scene there. What are some of your favorite ones that you're looking forward to in the weeks ahead?
Well, you know, we've got some of the Florida sales coming up. They pretty well start in January. And, you know, I think that's a real good idea, Bob. I like being in Florida in January. I like the hot weather better than the cold weather. You know, somehow a North Dakota sale in January is not going to do all that well. But from some of the early sales in January, there's one in Fort Lauderdale that's being put on by Dave Rupp at the War Memorial Auditorium. I believe that's the 7th, 8th, and 9th. I believe that's the first full weekend of the new year. And then from there, it's right out to Scottsdale, and there'll be the Gooding auction out there, the Silver auction, the Barrett Jackson auction. Russo and Steele, of course, have got a real big presence out there. So we've got all those going on. Of course, in Phoenix, right down the road, we've got RM, which is going to be at the Biltmore. So we've got a lot of something for everyone. I believe there's also an ICA auction out there as well. The Silver event, if you haven't gone to an auction and you just want to get your foot a little bit wet, that's the funnest one to go to. That's out at the Fort McDowell casino out there. So you can kind of spend the day at the casino if you want for part of the time. So there's some pretty good food out there and some plenty of places to park. But you can come and watch some of the cars sell. And they've got cars from $2,000 and $3,000 on up. So it's not the same as, some of the bigger sales where it's, guys with $200,000 checkbooks and $2 million checkbooks and all that sort of stuff, which is also huge fun. But some of the more affordable cars show up at the Silver auction. And then Gooding has a lot of real nice high-end cars, as does RM. And, of course, Barrett Jackson is the one that we've all seen on television that's been out there and been quite a presence for years and years and years. And I'm missing a few too. There's that many auctions going on out there that it'll be, you know, kind of something for everyone in every price range. So it's all cars all the time in Arizona in the middle of the month of January.
It really is. I mean, you could really just rent a house out there for the whole month and just stay, especially if you're
even better. Find a friend who has a house and, have them come and stay in your place and they can shovel snow for a while. How's that? It's a trade.
Absolutely. So, Dave, what, in your opinion, your price no object, if you could give someone the ultimate Christmas slash holiday gift in the collector car realm, you had unlimited funds, what vehicle would you slide under someone's tree?
Well, I would think that, it's going to be different for everyone, and this one's going to be a surprise because it's not an old car. There's one car that we've been tracking for the last few years that was made in 2005 and 2006 that is destined absolutely to be a collectible car, and it was from Ford, and it's the Ford GT. It's a car that everyone can drive, or almost everyone. I know that, some people don't want to have a car they have to shift and drive that way, but relatively practical, just out of warranty for most of these cars. Since price is no object, how about $150,000 to $170,000 for one of those things? And you get the benefit of having things like air conditioning that works. You get the benefit of having a car that has all the, as they say in the real estate business, mod cons, the modern conveniences, things like power steering and all that sort of stuff. So that would definitely be one on the short list. But if it was my car and somebody wanted to give one to me, it would definitely be a Lamborghini Miura SV. A car that I've always wanted. I can't fit in it. I'm 6'4" and I won't even tell you how round I am. It's a car that is such an object of beauty for me that it is like a work of art. And don't want to hang it on the wall, want to have it in the garage, but that's probably not likely to happen.
Excellent. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you, Dave Kinney. We'll talk to you next month.
Thank you, and same to you and to all your listeners.
Thank you. That will do it for this hour of Auto World.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.